Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Dear pretty girls, what's your mood today? I feel like we got a lot to talk about.
Girl, how you feeling today?
I don't know, but we damn sure gonna talk about it.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jhonci Janae, and this is Dear Pretty Girls Podcast. Jhonci Janae, your favorite country band. I always forget to say that. But rock in the spot. What's up? Don't make it high.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all already know it's rock in the spot. I'm happy to be back.
Yes.
And we're back in studio. Dear Pretty Girls Town.
Sorry.
Shout out to the location ATL. We're here.
Shout out to them. I know a lot of people be asking us where we be filming at. The location ATL.
Period.
So, y'all can't take our setup, though. What it all
we got a special guest in the building. Like, come on.
I know y'all recognize
famous.
Her.
The
I
world
know y'all
famous.
Recognize her.
It's Hello. Me, girl, y'all. What's up?
Period. Hey. I'm so happy to have you today.
Hey, pretty girls. Yes. Hey, baddies.
And you look gorgeous tonight. Yes, I love the pixie. Look, it's giving Betty Boo, and it's I love giving. That. With
Thank
the red.
You.
I love that.
You know, I got to keep the finger waves. You know, someone told me I was 90s fine. I was like, I'm not even ready to finger.
You can't do it.
Yeah, no. This is 95.
People be sleep on the short hair.
They do.
When I had a pixie cut, the niggas was going dumb. Hello. Like, y'all like this?
Hello.
They was calling me Young Nia Long. I said, hold on.
Yeah, oh, no, she rocked
giving Nia.
I couldn't do it. My head too big.
That's what everybody like. Say. Y'all be lying.
Yeah, sometimes I want to give in and get a wig, and I'm like, eh.
No, I'm feeling you right, baby.
I just want to do my signature until I get noticed, and then I'll venture off and do some other hair.
I know that's right. And your makeup is gorgeous.
Thank you.
You look very pretty today.
Yeah, thank you.
So speaking of gorgeous and pretty and us being beautiful, today we're talking about when love feels like a cage. When love feels like a cage, okay? Love, 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 love. And it's February. It's February.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
Happy Black History Month.
Right.
And we're trapped in a cage. It's for love.
Right.
So we're happy to have you. We definitely want to go ahead and jump straight into it. So if you don't mind us asking, we know you went through something very public.
Yes.
So did that love feel like a cage, or how can that relate to you?
Oh my gosh. Y'all, I just got out of the longest draining marriage.
You was married?
So I thought I was married, but I wasn't. So do y'all want to hear my story?
Yes, we
do. Of course we do.
I feel like Risa Tisa right now. So what happened was I met this guy, and the first day we fell in love with each other off the music shit. You know what I'm saying? So first day we linked, we did what we had to do. And from that day, we stayed together.
Mm-hmm.
So within a month, he knew he wanted to marry me. So right before I was getting on the show Rhythm and Flow,
mm-hmm.
he was like, oh, I want to marry you. I was like, oh, man, let's just get married before I might have a chance to win $250,000. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. No red flags. So we went to the courthouse and got married, right? So we actually went to go apply for our marriage license. But tell me why something I didn't know, because we're both 23, he's 24, you know what I'm saying? We're dumb as hell, but we didn't know, like, when you apply for the marriage license, you have to come back and get joined together by a judge.
Okay.
We didn't know that. So we just got our license. We like, we're married.
Yeah.
So we wasn't really married, but we thought we were. So we pretended we were married. And it was the worst fucking marriage of my life. He lied, cheated, stole music, all kinds of things. Made me feel like I was in prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just fell off from the world. And men be so jealous of women, especially when they're artists and have motion. Like, just imagine going out to dinner with me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, fat. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, because I seen you at Revolt World. I was like, fat, can I take a picture? I don't know if you was with him at the time or not.
Yes,
I think he was with
him.
Yeah, he was. I seen, but I feel like you were still outside.
I was outside, but y'all know how hard I had to fight to go
to be outside. Yeah.
I went. I could have been way more.
Yeah.
But some nights I just had to eat my pride and just be wifey and just be like, oh.
So you were literally like trapped in a cage.
In prison, bruh. Like, I would look out the window and cry in our little small apartment.
Yeah.
So we broke up. He ended up getting us evicted, and he was lying about paying the rent. He couldn't take care of us. Yeah, I'm spilling all the tea. I don't care.
Go ahead.
He ended up getting us evicted, and I lost everything. And he stole my music, stole my camera from my platform, Walking Bars. And I just got everything back. God has blessed me with that. I still have an album on the way. He stole my music. I had to re-record all my songs. So this next album that drops February 21st, Big Girls Cry, this shit is personal.
Okay.
Because it took blood, sweat, and tears to get this shit out.
I love it for you. And I love the name of the album. And I love the cover art with the sprinkles and with the sparkles and the tears.
The rhinestone tears.
Yes.
Because even when I'm crying, when I'm upset, depressed, down bad, like, I'm still that girl. And it's nothing wrong with crying. Big girls cry. I love to cry.
See,
I schedule time to cry.
Episode. I say that shit every episode.
I'm a cancer. I love to cry.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So how long were you guys together?
We were together for, we were a year.
A year?
Yeah.
That's a long year, ain't it?
Felt like hell.
Oh my God.
Devil will work, but God will work harder.
Yeah. But we had some great times. See, the thing is, and this is my problem, I like to be taken care of. So once you show me you're not scared to spend that money on me and you gonna provide and I get whatever I want and the answer is never no, I'm gonna be with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like, oh, like she just went different money. Like, no, you take care of me and you make me your first priority. I like that.
Yeah.
But it was like when the money ran out, his problem was so big, instead of just saying, oh, like, man, let's work together and help me. I'm down right now. He was trying to figure it out by himself. And putting us in fucked up positions when I can help you. Like,
yeah.
I'm not too soft to help my nigga make some money.
Yeah. Thanks. Same. So,
yeah.
But don't y'all feel like, because I've dealt with niggas with money who want to provide and all that shit, but I feel like those be the most controlling niggas.
Yes.
They are controlling.
Yes. They feel like they made you just because they funded you.
Yeah, like.
No, nigga.
They very controlling.
Go on ahead with that.
And I made you because you get to be around me. Your
come
image
on,
looks
fat.
Better around me.
Come
I really
on.
Built that nigga. Yeah.
Come on.
I really, and we were in the studio the other day, me and my best friend, we made a song called Turn Me Up, right? Mm-hmm. And in the song, we're talking about how we want niggas to turn us up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you need to turn yourself up. Hold up. No. Because I just spent a year turning the nigga up.
Right.
I'm ready to find a nigga to turn me up.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fuck?
I hear that.
Yeah.
I definitely hear that.
She definitely got some tea for y'all. This is love. We love feel like
a game. We're coming in hot.
We is coming in hot.
Yeah, I know why Maya Angelou wrote that book. What was it called? I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings.
Oh, that's
girl, I was in the cage, baby.
Oh my God.
Locked. Key.
So, John T, I got the outline right here. You mind if I ask this next question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Signs that relationship is unhealthy or controlling. What's the red flag? Because I feel like I'm seeing some red flags right now.
Do we need to count the red flag?
Look, the red flag, trauma dumping. A nigga who constantly reminds you of what he been through so he can have an excuse to act the way he was. That's why my grandma died when I was 8. That's why I cheated on you last night. Be my grandma.
Wait. He said what?
His grandma died, so that's the reason he cheated on me.
Come on.
He was feeling the way. Need some love.
Okay, now.
Trauma up, like, we'll constantly bring up shit they've been through. That's why I was homeless.
That's a new one right
now. I want to do that. That's why I did.
Like, what about stuff they've been through in their past relationships? Stuff their ex-girlfriends did to them.
Yeah, and they're trying to, like, push it on me. Like,
yeah. Okay, red flag. What's another one? Give me some more tea, girl.
Trauma up, also love bombing. He love bombed the fuck out. Like,
what's love bombing? Somebody explain.
Love bombing is like when you meet a bitch and you're ready to give her house, crib, car.
Oh, basically, he was gassing you up.
Everything that his last bitch asked for, he was trying to give it to me. You. He was like, you want to get married? I was like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. He's like, okay, you want a gold ring, right? Yeah, cool. Like, then I actually met his ex. She told me, yeah, like, I want to get married. I want a gold ring. Like, I wanted this. I wanted that. All the shit that she was telling me, she asked him for. Is the shit that he tried to do for me.
So wait, bitch. So you met the ex.
I met the ex. Shout out to her. I'm not gonna
shout
say
shout out to Shorty.
Shout out to the ex, man. We both cancers.
Hey, that's what's up. So y'all click kind of instantly.
Yeah, I saw he got a type. And she actually warned me, like, about him.
Them be the ones.
Yeah.
If an ex warns you, listen to the ex.
Man, whatever. You not me, bitch. Like, you
shit, not me though. He might did you like that, but
right.
Not me.
Don't be Kylie the
whole time.
Please.
Listen to that girl. She not gonna tell you that shit because she hate on you and want the nigga back.
Right.
Because I actually had a guy like that. I told him, like, I was telling the ex, like, don't date him. He's like a coke fiend, drug addict, yada, yada, yada. She was basically like, I don't care. You just want him back. Who? I promise you I don't. But literally, she found out for herself because she turned into exactly what he was. And I'm like, I'm glad it wasn't
me. She a crackhead too now?
No, I don't think they like, because he did.
He died. What the hell going on this episode?
He dead. But
okay. What's going on in chat today?
The drugs?
I'm not going to get into that story. Okay. I don't know if the story, I was told that he was told to shoot himself, but I don't know how true that is, so I'm not going to get into it because it's all alleged. I never got the full story, but basically the same girl that I warned about is when all of it went down. So yeah, when you say like trauma bonding, yeah, I felt that.
Yeah.
Holy trauma bonding, love bombing, that's in my red flags.
Okay. So, and then how deep into the relationship was it before you was like, all right, this is not right? Because you guys spent a year together in total, but like, I guess you guys had to have a honeymoon stage.
Yeah. It stopped when, I'll say after the show, after I went and filmed for Netflix.
Okay.
That's when it stopped, after that. But that's when I knew this relationship was going downhill.
Okay.
Because he fucked up one of the most greatest moments. Okay, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all some tea real quick. So when we were at the hotel getting ready to go audition for Netflix, production actually told me I could bring my husband. You know, they made special accommodations for me. Yes. He could stay with you. So he stayed with me, right? Everybody who I met in the cast, they were trying to get acquainted with me because I have like a motherly vibe. Everybody like, you know what's feeling comfortable with me? Come back to my room. Yeah. So when everybody came back to my room, he was feeling away like, there are all these people. And I'm like, man, like I'm networking.
Right. Yeah.
Chill.
Get with the program.
So some niggas came in the room and he started feeling away, you know what I'm saying? And he told the niggas they had to get out. So basically when he told them not to get out, everybody left because he like threw the vibe off.
Yeah.
So I was like, bruh, I'm trying to network and meet artists. Like I'm trying to do something big and you're like fucking it up for me with your fucked up attitude. Like nobody wants me. Everybody knows we're married. You told everybody. Like chill. I'm just networking. So we got into a big argument the night before I had an audition. So we were arguing so much. Production hit me up and was like, hey, he gotta go. So
shut up.
And I was like, they said you had to go, so leave. So he left, right? He left. So we stayed up till 4 a.m. arguing. Production time was at 9 a.m. My makeup artist was supposed to do my makeup at 6 a.m. She was on the door knocking for an hour. I was sleep knocked out, tired from arguing with this nigga. Mm. So I missed my makeup appointment on my big day, you know what I'm saying, to perform on Netflix. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do my own makeup. Makeup was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to do it that good. It was good. It was looking fucked up and my confidence wasn't together because I knew I didn't have my makeup done.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember lyrics, but I'm thinking about our argument like, why are you throwing me off right before I have great shit going on?
And you know, when you say that now, because I watch Rhythm and Flow, so now it's like when you say the behind story, everything pieces together. You never know what a person got going on.
Yeah.
You never know. So for you to still get on that stage and pop your shit, I applaud you for that.
Thank you. And shout out to you for getting on Netflix, period.
And because I would have quit.
And seeing on Netflix.
Look, I wish y'all would have seen me longer. It was, my audition was cut short, but it was like, I had a great audition.
Yeah. I was just happy to see you on camera. No, I seen a lot of y'all. I seen you. I seen Wavy. Shout out to DJ Wavy.
I know. I saw Wavy on here.
Shout out to Wavy. Y'all was outside. So how was Netflix? How was that experience? Outside of the whole shit.
It was great. I met so many great people. The cast was amazing. But the only thing, the reason I say I didn't make it, they didn't show the order right of auditions.
Okay.
The orders was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I actually went third. Mm-hmm. I didn't go within the second episode. Seven. Right. It looked like I went like 13th or 14th.
Yeah,
I was actually fourth. I went before three people that made it. That was Ching Diamond, Cody Ray, and Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So if three people make it before you and you go up, it's like, we can't tell everybody yes.
Yeah.
So I got fucked by the order.
Yeah.
But I had a lit audition. Everybody said I would have made it.
Yeah.
I should have made it. I didn't fuck up anything. It was great.
Yeah.
But they was like, well, we told two people yes, so
It's
a no for you. I think you could do good without this show.
Yeah.
But on the show, they, like, seven people made it. The order they put them in on the show, how they ended.
Yeah.
But they could have gave you a yes.
What songs did you perform?
We had a makeup one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to make up a fresh song for the audition.
Yes, because Netflix can only write type shit.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just like get on there popping your own shit. Like,
oh,
promoting your own song.
Cause I'm like, take a whole naked, I step on that. I didn't hear my
but
song.
But how they know you promoting your song and that?
Cause they like reviewed our catalogs.
Oh, shit.
Thoroughly interviewed us.
I would have looked in there.
You know, I could easily say some shit I already wrote, but it's like.
That's fire.
They want to make sure we didn't already write this shit.
That's fire. That's still a fire opportunity, period.
Yeah, I do. I want to go back to the, just how you feel like the love was in the cage. So when did you realize, like, it's time to go?
Whenever the water and the gas got turned off, that's when I knew it was time to go.
I hear that.
We and that. Y'all want to know what's something really funny? My parents was living across the street from me. I tell so much business, I hate it. But my parents live across the street from me, right? So like, they were always there if I needed something. You know what I'm saying? When they moved in like that November, and I knew that it was just gonna be me and him across the street, mm-hmm. I was like, I felt by myself. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I was low-key planning my exit plan. You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't trying to get anything back on, like, you know what I'm saying? It was constant arguments, like, we wasn't even having sex, like, it wasn't good, like.
Yep, you had already mentally disconnected.
Yeah, I did. So, it just got bad because I knew I could run to other niggas.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I couldn't even run to other niggas. Mm. Like, I used to have backup. You know, like, how you have your backup
roster,
nigga.
Keep a roster.
He ran all the roster off. When I would go to sleep, people go through my phone and say, she's married now. She's married now. Kill yourself.
That.
Die. What? She's good. She died in the war. Like, whatever you say to
die. Died in the war? What war?
Girl, he was telling so many people so many different shit. He would change. He changed my favorite nigga and my phone name to DoorDash. And I couldn't find that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, he ran the whole. And this is what he would do, y'all. I'm telling you some tea. So if he seen a nigga, he would search the nigga's phone number up and find their address, find their relatives, and call them and be like, your son is messing with a married woman, like, do shit like that.
Okay,
what's
his sign?
He a narcissist.
Leo, he's a Leo. Ooh. Stay away from Leos. I stay away from Leos, y'all.
I'm cool with Leos. That's crazy. My brother.
Are you okay?
Leo.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah, well, my brother don't act
Are
like
you okay?
That.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call people's mom. Zodiac signs. Some people just crazy as hell within themselves.
No, these Leos, they're jealous. They're jealous people. Leos.
They're dominant. They're too dominant. Like, him and my dad, he would get so jealous of my dad because I grew up with a mom and a dad who were married. I grew up in a married home. Mm-hmm. So, if you say no, I know a nigga's gonna say yes, my dad.
Right.
So, you competing with my dad, what my dad do for me, like, they almost got into a fight. Like,
no.
Over whose property am I?
Wait, what? I'm not fighting over my daughter. It's my daughter.
He's trying to fight my dad, and I should have left then.
For sure. Yeah. Y'all should have jumped that nigga.
Right.
You're bugging.
But they didn't fight.
You're bugging.
They were just, my dad, he's a shit talker. My dad has a fly mouth. So my dad did say some fucked up shit to him, but it's just like, that's my dad. Respect him.
I'm so traumatized. I cannot believe this. They say I'm supposed to be compatible with Leos because, you know, I'm an Aries. We're fire signs. But I'm scared.
Well, it might work out for you, but as a water sign for me.
I see red flags already.
Yeah.
I can't do a Gemini.
Geminis are crazy. That's the known thing. You got a new nigga that's a Gemini.
Yes, I do know.
Okay, so how long did it take you to move on? When did you feel like?
Yeah, he just broke up with me a week ago, so yeah.
It's okay.
Damn, girl.
It's okay. Who cares?
I'm trying to. He was, so this is some tea too. Let's talk about being in prison and then getting out of prison. And then, like, still being in that prison mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So, the new nigga, he's mad because I keep telling him about my trauma. But it's like, nigga, I need somebody to talk to about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I be telling him, like, hey, don't do this because this happened in my old relationship. So, he don't want to fuck with me no more because he's like, you're not over your ex.
I see. And he
I've
might
heard
be right.
That before.
And I am over my ex. I would never go back to that nigga. I swear to God.
But it's not about that. But mentally, you might need to still do some more healing and some more.
He's trying to say it's one of the best relationships I've been in.
Yeah, I feel that. So what advice, because you back outside, you a hot girl, you know what I'm saying? You're still the fat girl. So what advice do you have for women to, like, reclaim their independence and their self-love, like, to get back out there? Not even just dating, just getting back to you.
Put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Say fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If it piss your mom off, if it piss your daddy off, mm-hmm. your kids, your whoever, put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I be doing shit, I feel selfish, like I gotta include everybody in my emotion and what I got going on. Nah, it's okay to put me first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put me first. But yeah. Like, it's okay to put myself first because I be feeling guilty, but it's just like, at the end of the day, you're gonna die by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody.
So all you got is yourself. So if I'm the type of person, if I'm not happy, then I can't even function.
Hello.
So
I'm telling you.
I hate like being around other people because I'd be hella considerate about them. Mm-hmm. And it's like I need to just be considerate about me right now.
And it might come off selfish and it might come off rude or whatever, but yeah. That's something I had to learn too along the way. That's definitely stellar advice. You definitely got to put yourself first.
Yeah.
But so what advice would you give to women who are currently in a bad relationship and they want to get out? But how do I get out? How do I muster up the strength? The nigga's toxic. What if he chases me? What if he does this and that?
Like, be searching for a better nigga. Every free moment you get, search for that better nigga. And when you have your plan.
Right or wrong. Right,
look, when you have right that getaway plan, that's when you pop your shit. Oh, I'm straight on you. Peace. You know what I'm saying?
It's the truth.
Like, you just can't up and leave. You know what I'm saying? Because then that's going to, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to stick it out with a nigga. You got to be around a person you don't even fuck with.
Yeah.
Me and this nigga ain't cuddled. I'm still laying in the bed, though. I'm still in the house.
That's the thing. Right. Especially when you stay with them and you're like, God damn.
Yes. It's living with a man, wouldn't recommend.
I want to speak on that one because
please, JT.
It's been times where I wanted to leave my man, but we live.
But
together.
Our house is so cute and nice and decorated, right?
Nah, it ain't even about attached. That. It was just like, dang, if I leave you now, I got to figure out payments next month.
Right.
I got to figure out how I'm going to do it.
I know it, girl.
And I'm a stalker.
So it makes you like kind of work it out.
Those strings attached, baby.
Like niggas, we roommates first, so.
Them strings attached.
Because I be like, we break up today, you gotta be gone today. Like,
hello.
I don't have time for this. Man. But it's like, it makes you stronger. It makes you, luckily, he went to ask, girl, oh, can you want me to go fight him for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool.
It do.
We can jump.
No, but when I was living with my ex, and I was engaged, and I'm so thankful we didn't end up getting married. Thank you, God. Because I'm too young to be going through a divorce.
Hello.
There's too much going on. But we were engaged, and we lived together. And like JT said, it was like so many times I wanted to leave, but I'm like, but damn, like, you know, so many things you got to take into consideration. We had a baby, we lived together, bank accounts, phone bills, cars, so much going on. But when you finally get fed up and you pack that nigga up, that was some of the most liberating days of my life.
Hello.
I packed that nigga up.
Hello.
Your shit is on the back porch, bro. And it's like, it's going to be okay. God going to take care of the rest. That's one thing, ladies. Put your happiness first. Don't be worried about the bills. God going to take care of you. Get that nigga out of there. I packed
it. I wish
but
I
only if you unhappy. I support black love. So if you happy, you happy. But shit.
Yeah, I can't even say. I was happy back then.
Yeah.
I was just, it took me a minute to get to where I am now. Now
yeah.
I can say, baby, I'm so in love.
Aww.
Right. That's
must
nice.
Be nice.
Then you can ask me.
I was
like,
all right,
go.
That's nice. That's nice.
Must be nice.
Should we enter the girls' group chat? Because I feel like
yeah, let's hit the group chat.
The group chat.
So, okay. Unfortunately, we don't have no wine today.
But
it's okay. This is how we're going to play it. The girls' group chat is a game. Basically, it's like a never have I ever.
Okay.
And we're just going to basically ask some questions.
Okay.
You can answer them. Or if you didn't want to answer them, we would normally say drink. But... just put your head down or something, because we ain't got no alcohol.
I'm going to bite my finger like this.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I like
good.
That. I like that.
So I got a few questions. ChatGPT gave us a few questions today.
Okay. Shout out to them.
Let's see. What's a red flag you ignored that ended up feeling like a prison later?
God damn it.
And this is for everybody.
God damn it.
Hygiene. His hygiene was bad. His teeth was fucked up. His shoes were dirty. Those are little things you have to take into consideration before you fuck with somebody. But I'm like, well, he got money. So it's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But later on, when you're laying down with that person, when you got to wake up in the morning to that person and you got that stench and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, Lord of mercy.
Yeah, it's bad. So don't ignore hygiene, you guys. Ooh. And how he lives. Like, I got to pick up after this nigga like I'm his mama. Like,
yes.
That's red flags.
Red flags that I ignored that felt like a prison later. I feel like I'm gonna get personal. I feel like I'm ignoring some red flags, right? And I'm not ignoring them. I'm hit. Okay?
I see you.
You gotta get ready mentally before it exit physically. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm in some shit right now. Now, red flags. Loud. I don't like, don't yell at me. Do not raise your voice. You're a man. You get what I'm saying? That deep voice, all that bass in your voice. Who are you talking to?
Right.
Because now I could get like that, okay? Yes. It can get like that, but it shouldn't get like that. You get what I'm saying? I don't like all that yelling shit. I think that's a red flag. And I asked my friend one time, she was in an abusive relationship, like physically abusive though. And I've never been in one of those, and I don't wish on nobody.
Right.
But I asked her, like, what was a red flag for her? And she said, like, they yelling at you. Like, don't, let's not normalize men yelling at you. Like, why are you yelling? Yeah.
Don't talk to me like that.
Who you talking to?
Yeah.
What's going on? Are you okay?
Especially to black
are
women.
Are you okay?
Yeah, to black women.
Yeah.
They will pipe up on us like we are real niggas. Like, we are men. I'm like, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl, baby.
Like, talking to me like that.
But I could get like that. I really need to make that club. It could really get like that. Yeah, I'm trying to get my soft girl era. I don't want to curse you out.
Right.
So, please. Let's be nice.
I think I have no well, back then, popping pills.
Ooh.
Yes, popping pills and carrying guns.
Ooh.
No, I need me.
You need a nigga with the blicky.
Come
need,
on now.
Because look, she gets sticky.
No, it's the difference between a dude carrying a gun and being like out public and showing it.
Flashing the gun.
Flashing it around. Like, you ain't
hate a flash.
That's
a red flag. If I see you take a picture with the gun and money in your pocket, red flag. I'm just going to keep trolling.
Childish.
Oh, can we do an honorable mention of name dropping? When a nigga name drops, I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't care if your cousin is a little baby, if you and T.I. went to dinner once, fuck that. Who are you? Not who you be around.
Come on, yo. I love that. Come on, what else we got, JT? That was a good one.
Okay. Do you think emotional manipulation is worse than physical control in a relationship? If so, why?
Emotional manipulation?
Worse than physical control.
Physical control meaning like...
What's physical control?
Yeah, what's that?
Physical control, like, basically abusive. Physically being abusive.
Well, that's terrible. Oh. Both are terrible.
Yeah, both.
But I think the mental one could be worse because you kind of are getting mind fucked. Like, if somebody hits you, you know that nigga just hit you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can move accordingly. But when you're getting mind fucked, it's like, am I getting... Yeah. Is he manipulating? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Like, that gaslighting... Mental manipulation, that's something else. Because it's like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it takes you so long to even realize that that's what's happening. Then you got to realize how to maneuver about it. You got to realize, am I tripping? Is he tripping? I don't like that.
I would say emotional. Because yeah. I've been through the verbal abuse. Mm-hmm. And... Ugh. Mm. Like, that shit hurt, bro. That verbal abuse?
Yeah. So for the ladies listening, what's some examples of the verbal abuse? Like, is it just tone of voice or what is it?
So not knowing how to communicate. And it's something we talk about all the time on the show where we have to learn how to communicate. So not knowing how to communicate. And when I say not knowing how to communicate, we'll call you ugly. If you know you look good, they'll just call you ugly for no reason because they don't want you to go out. Just say little slick shit.
Yeah.
They know that word.
Like, yeah, you're a hoe. Like, da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like,
that verbal abuse really break a person down. Yeah. I can't really speak on physical part, but, like, I ain't never had a nigga physically control me because I grew up with a brother.
Right.
Okay? My brother taught me how to fight, and I was in all type of fighting lessons. Mm-hmm. So, me, I think I can fight a man.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to that emotional... got me. You'll break me down in words I can't explain.
I don't know. For me, I'm gonna say the physical is worse because when you have parents like mine who raised me to say you're the shit, even when you're not shit, you're the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can't no nigga break your confidence down.
Right.
So you can tell me, oh, you're a hoe, you do this, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, I know what the fuck I am, and I know I'm still doing what I want to do,
right.
And you don't control me. This is a partnership. This is not a fucking slave ship. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the putting your hands is extreme because, like, niggas will beat your ass and be like, oh, why you make me do that? You know what I'm saying? So that should go hand in hand.
Oof.
So I can't tolerate Nick with his hands on me. I've never been in a relationship where Nick put his hands on me.
Please, Lord, protect me.
And I hope
you can in the name
a nigga don't ever think he can try because I have my brother, my dad, and they both have guns that work and are licensed.
You from Atlanta?
Yes.
They about to like you.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. What side are you from?
I'm from College Park, Southside.
Okay. Well,
period. That way.
Period.
Where y'all from?
That way. I'm from New York. Okay. Upstate New York, yeah.
Where you from? I just got here.
Cleveland Ave. Okay, period. Mm-hmm. What school you went to?
Crawford Long Middle. I went to McNair Middle, then I transferred to Crawford Long Middle. Then I went to McNair. I'm talking about some McNair. I went to Maynard High School. Maynard is high school.
Oh,
it's in McNair. So APS, baby. DeKalb, baby.
APS, I went to Therrell.
I went to Maynard Jackson.
So, pray for each other.
I went to Maynard
APS is no bueno.
What is the T with AP? Ain't that Atlanta Public Schools?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I answer something, I'm going to be like, that's the ABS education.
That's
the ABS education right now, listen. Not call for us, because we just thought whatever we was playing. I don't know.
I'm crying. So I need to send my son to private school.
ABS not bad, because I'm sending my child to Maynard Jackson. If it wasn't for Maynard Jackson, I say this all the time, I would not be in media.
My baby in homeschool. They be shooting at schools too much.
Yeah, that's that
the
part.
Truth. That's the truth.
Hello.
That's the truth. All right, what else?
We have another one. When you see a friend in a controlling relationship, do you speak up or mind your business?
That's a good one. If you see your friend in a bad relationship, period, do you speak up or mind your business?
Oh my God. Okay, let me tell y'all a little tea. So I'm a Cancer. I'm a passive person, right? Mm-hmm. So if you come and you vent to me, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to be like, period, bitch. Well, do what you need to do. I'm not going to be like, all right, this is how you get out of this.
Yeah.
Because my friend is a grown woman. Yeah. She know what the fuck she gonna do.
Yeah.
And she gonna do what she gonna do at the end of the day. So, people love to tell me shit because they know I'm not gonna judge them. I'm gonna listen to you vent. Mm-hmm. So, even if you tell me that nigga shit and you run back to him, I'm like, period, bitch, do what you do.
Right.
But it gets to a point, if you involve me in your shit, mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying? That's when I gotta step in and be like, no, bitch, fuck that nigga. Like, I'm gonna cut you off if you still fuck with that nigga.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to let my friend choose what she want to do in her relationship.
Yeah.
Because she's the only person that can stop her from being in that relationship.
Yeah.
You can't stop nobody from being in any type of relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But so when you said if they involve you in the shit, what does that look like? Because just talking to you is one thing. But like if they say, bitch, this nigga got my stuff, we need to go over there and get my shit back.
For example, oh no, I hate to say this. So for example, I had a friend who was in an abusive relationship, right? Can I stay at your place? Cool, come stay at my place, right? Mm-hmm. So you at my place. Yeah, I'm not going back to that nigga. Period, bitch, cool. I'm going to make sure you're not going back to that nigga. Now, you switched up. I want to go back to the nigga. Y'all arguing back and forth. Oh, well, I'm right here. Now he's pulling up to my house.
Yeah.
Now I'm involved in the shit because you staying with me.
Right.
So you got this nigga pulling up to my shit. He know where I'm at. Now he's stalking me, trying to get to you.
Right.
If you going through nigga problems, keep that between you and that nigga.
Right.
Don't tell the whole world and try to get him to help you and then still run back to the nigga because you wasted everybody's fucking
time. Everybody's time. That's what I don't know. I'm not a passive friend. I'm very much, girl, if you don't leave that nigga alone, you're pissing me off.
I know, and I should be like,
but no, you shouldn't, because I learned the hard way, you know, through multiple lessons, through multiple friends. You know, one friend I told, and then she cursing it out, told on me that he knew I told. He see me, see him, nigga. You know what's up. But anyway, but then the nigga didn't like me for like a million years after. But that was my close friend, so I'm still going over there and stuff. And it's just like, now it's awkward, but I just like,
yeah,
for what? Like,
I just, she brought you into it.
Yeah, you.
Now he hates you.
Yeah, you still with the nigga anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah.
In other situations, it just puts a wrench in your relationship with your friend because she feel like you judging her or whatever the fuck. It's just like, whatever. Yeah, just leave me out of it. I don't want to hear about no niggas
ways. It depends. Like, if I see you in a bad, bad relationship, like,
you can't just say that, girl.
Sometimes it depends. Yeah. I try to allow people to do them, but that's the girls' group chat for y'all.
Yes.
So I think this was a good girls' group chat.
It was a great one.
Now, before we kind of wrap up, we do want to get into you as an artist, as a musician. So, what upcoming projects do you have to promote?
Okay, I have Big Girls Cry, my album, coming out 2/21, February 21st. It's full of different shit. It's my first time singing, first time doing pop, electronic, and has rap in there, has R&B, has every single genre you can think of. So yeah.
Okay.
It's different.
And do you got like any surprise like features on there that we can expect?
Yes. So I have four features. BJ Bowers, he's a local artist around here. Honey Gold, who was on Rhythm and Flow.
Okay. Yeah, Honey Gold.
I feel like I heard her.
She was petite, right?
Like, yes, the little one.
So okay. Behave, y'all. Mm-hmm.
She's my best friend.
Okay, so, period. That's a great connection. She was dope. She made it on she made it pretty far.
Yeah, she did make it far. So she's on a track called Honey Bun, which is funny.
Period. Okay, I love that.
And who else on the album? Oh, Gail Salvo. Y'all know Gail Salvo?
No.
She's from New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry.
She's hard.
I'm a tune in.
And Westside Jules, my best friend.
Okay, so that's the one back here with us. Mm-hmm. Okay, period.
I love that.
How you feel about Drake TL winning the whole thing?
I was gonna ask that. I didn't want to be messy. I was like, I would want to be gonna promote her.
How
do you feel about Drake TL winning?
Drake TL is one of my good friends.
I went to school with him.
I'm happy he won. So I feel like they gave the money to who deserved it.
Yeah. I feel like the runner-up didn't need it. I feel like he was
Jason.
What's his name?
Jason.
He's fire. And Jason, like, I feel like he's already an established. He gave me like he's already an artist. Like, why are you even on the show?
See, I was rooting for Sarah Ali. Only because Sarah Ali, I'm like, damn, this girl dope. She's fitting. Yeah. But then when I looked at Jason, I'm like, damn, this nigga look real familiar. I went through my yearbooks. I'm like, I went to school with him. Wow. I was like, I gotta root for somebody that went to Maynard.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't no way.
And I met him before too, before I get on the show. So when we see each other, I was like, Trey.
And it's fire because he just seemed like a regular dude, just made it. That's fire.
My first time I met Dre, we were at one of my shows. He walked to me. He said, "You the fat girl?" I was like, "Who are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm Dre T." We got each other's numbers and stuff, and we just follow each other on Instagram. So then years later, we seen each other in the same room, and like, it's like, damn, like, life
circle moments.
Atlanta is small.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm noticing that.
Seems big, but it's small.
I thought it was big, and then now I'm here. I'm like, I keep running into the same people and shit. Yes, like, y'all niggas is all right here.
But y'all, that's their pretty girls. We are so, well, first of all, congratulations once again for even getting on that clip. Yeah. That's one thing, because that's big.
If it was me, you wouldn't be able to shut me up. I'm telling you, the fangirl right. ass seen on
I'm trying to be humble about
getting that shit.
Girl, who?
It's a humble, like, you have to be humble.
Don't be humble about that one. Don't sometimes you gotta pop your shit. Outside that one, I'm sorry. Them pretty girls making on Netflix rock. We popping our shit. I'm coming in. We on Netflix. What y'all gonna say about us? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying not to make that the highlight of my career. Like,
and it don't have to be.
It's gonna get better.
It's gonna get bigger and better. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm happier about my album dropping than being on Netflix.
I'm excited to hear
you
about it.
You already that girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And y'all are that girl too. And y'all are doing a great thing with this podcast. I love it.
We
and
thank you for even
having me in this bitch.
Like, of course.
Thank you.
And want to hear me.
Of course.
You put it all out there. You told us, like, how love feels like a cage. We appreciate that.
We do.
And do you have anything left to say for the audience? Tell them where they can go find you at.
Follow me on Instagram, thefatgirl, 2 E's with a PH. Stream Big Girls Cry. That's what it means.
I'm excited.
That
stream it.
It's going to go viral.
I'm excited. And
y'all come to the party?
I'm going to come to the party. When is it?
The party is Friday. February 21st.
February
21st. I should have that
to say. By the time this is supposed to already be done. The party was great, y'all. Wasn't it lit?
It was lit. All right, y'all. And y'all heard it here first. And they're pretty girls. Make sure y'all go tune in and tap in with us everywhere. And actually, I think we are Ice Cube Network now.
Period. Ice Cube Network.
Yes, so we are now on Ice Cube Network. You can go find us on there. Also, any other platforms, Rocky, take it away.
That's it for Dear Pretty Girls. Make sure y'all tap in with us.
I think
on
I took the
all
last
the places,
one I was saying.
Everywhere that you can hear podcasts, Apple, Spotify, RSS, YouTube, IHQ Network. Y'all already know the vibes. It's the Pretty Girls. Rocking the spot, don't make it high. Jontia, Janae, Country Bay, and we here with the Fat Girl.
And make sure y'all follow us on all platforms.
Period.
DearPrettyGirls.xo. Send us your stories for the group chat. DearPrettyGirls.xo@gmail.com.
And that's that on that.
And that's that.
Period.
And we will see y'all in the next episode. And remember, being pretty
isn't all to your story.
Hold on, we gotta do that again.
We're gonna look at this camera. Ready? Is being pretty isn't all to your story.
Is it all to the story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Being pretty isn't all to your story. Okay. Bye.